Switching gears now, take two highly accomplished musicians, two friends with a love of reggae, put them in the studio for 9 days. What do you get? Let's listen.
I know sometimes this life is really hard. It gets you feeling like you lost before you even start. Just when you think you're getting close, you really, really far. Like you and everything around you just falling apart. Like, oh my gosh, but don't. Cause if you let it, you will regret it. All of your stresses will always be there. But now's the time, change it in your mind. Make a stand for yourself and say, oh.
That was Bring Me Down from the new album titled Nine. That's a new collaboration between R&B heavyweights, Music Soul Child, and Selena Johnson. And they are both with us now to talk more about it. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Selena, we are told this actually came together quite spontaneously, and we're used to this idea of collaborations requiring months of phone calls and checking of schedules with people, but that did not, with your people and his people, but that didn't happen in this case. Tell us how it did happen.
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything like that. We we were supposed to both individually do a solo song with a producer named Kemar McGregor. Mm-hmm. For his reggae compilation CD, and because we were in contact with Kemar, and Kemar was like, oh, Music's doing a record, and he told Music the same. We were like, oh, then we should do a duet. Music's my boy, blah, blah, blah. So then we came to the studio to do the duet, and we hadn't seen each other in, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So then we just start talking, and then we start talking about how we were inspired by the compilation project to do a reggae album. Mm-hmm. And because we're both so busy and we're both doing a whole bunch of stuff, including our solo projects, we're both like, let's just do a duet reggae album, you know? And then it was like, yeah, and let's do, and he was like, well, let's just do 9 songs. And I was like, well, let's call it 9. And then we can do it in 9 days. And it just went from there. And we literally stayed in the studio. I mean, slept there.
So it really was 9 days, 9 tracks, 9 days.
Yeah, I mean, just to be fair, for, you know, for reality's sake, because I'm all about being real, it wasn't 9 days consecutively, but ultimately, because we just had to take some days off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just so funny how everything came about, because, you know, we were like two kids. You know how when two kids come together and they can imagine the most outlandish, probably will never see the light of day type stuff, but you believe in it so much, you know. So it was kind of like that. It's like, yeah, we could do this. Oh, and we could do this, and we could jump off that building, and then we could fly, and then, you know, it was the same kind of energy, you know. But we
equally believed. It's like a play date for grown-ups.
It was a play date for grown-ups.
Wow. Pretty much.
The whole album does have that kind of happy feel, if I can say it that way. And I don't mean that in a trivial way. Happiness is hard won. Let's listen to the first cut. It's called All Right.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Here it is.
One of my favorites.
They're all your favorites.
No, this one is really my favorite.
All right. There's nothing like having the person you want around. Yeah. To keep you from going insane.
Saying this is one of your favorites. Why is that?
Because, like, the vocal arrangement is so cool.
Yeah.
It's so happy.
You're very happy.
It's so happy, and it's just dope.
And if you find that in your life, the stress is high, just let it go.
I don't know. Just the way it makes me feel is just, I don't know. I get really happy when I hear it.
Well, one of the things I think that will please a lot of your fans is that there is this kind of happy factor in the work. And I think that one of the reasons that people who follow you both will be happy about that is that you've both been through some things. you know, Selena, I don't know if it's, I hope it's not painful to bring it up, but your relationship with your mom apparently was strained to the point where you and your mom both agreed to appear on the OWN Network's TV show, Ayanla Fix My Life, to see if you could kind of bring some repair to that. I have a short clip from that. Would it hurt you for me to play it? Would it be... How would you feel about
my
playing it?
No, it's okay. It's fine because we're past that point, so
okay.
That's fine.
All right, well, I'm going to play that. Here it is.
Crying. Because. I'm happy and I'm unhappy and I'm sad and I'm pissed about it because I don't want to be this way or feel this way, and I'm mad at you because you increase those feelings in me when I fight them every day. And I just want you to say, you're enough the way you are. And I feel that way about you. I want you to know that I love you so much.
Maybe I shouldn't have looked.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm over here welling up. I never, sorry. Man.
Well, how do you mind? What brought you all to that point?
My mom was a singer. And a lot of people don't know that. They only associate me with my dad, who's obviously a blues artist, blues and R&B artist for years.
Your father is blues musician Syl Johnson.
But my mom wrote a lot of his music, and he never gave her credit for it. So me and my mom were always at odds. You know, always there had always been this tension between the two of us.
I mean, why is that? Because she felt you had opportunities she didn't have to express herself?
Yeah, and my dad would favor me and, you know, I just kind of found this out this year, you know, but my mom, you know, she had a hard life, you know, she went through a lot of different things with her dad and, you know, went into different addictions or whatever. But now she's better. She doesn't drink anymore. She's working on her smoking. She's doing better now and everything is better now.
Well, music, you too, though. I mean, I have to say that, you know, you have had a very distinguished career. But you haven't had the easiest time of it either. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people do know your story. You're, you know, one of nine kids. After a certain point, mm-hmm. you know, you were really out on your own as a young man, kind of raised yourself from teenaged on. And do those experiences still inform the work now?
Yeah. Well, what they do is they play sort of like a fail-safe role for me to stay grounded because I don't forget things like that, you know, being out on your own, having to depend on others, not really having a solid place to stay, you know, couch hopping and, you know, or sometimes because you feel self-conscious about depending on people and you just got that thing at your chest, you know, I'm my own person, but at the end of the day, you got to humble yourself, you know, to ask somebody for, you know, a couple dollars or something to eat because, you know, and as a young man, you know, growing up in a city like Philadelphia, you know, you can't be no punk. So you kind of got this wall that you have to consistently break down for your own betterment, you know, and then you got to deal with people looking at you funny ways because, you know, like, hey, I don't really care about what you think. I need to get from A to B. And right now you're the vehicle that's in my path. And it's either, you know, you gonna help me out or not, you know, thinking about that and then just taking matters in my own hand. And, you know, I'll just fend for myself, sleeping on trains, sleeping in parks, you know, just things like that, you know, and other things and having to just really get a sense of reality of what life is without support from loved ones, you know.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with R&B artist Selena Johnson and Music Soul Child. We're talking about their new album, 9. I want to play some of Feel the Fire. Do you want to play the...
Feel the Fire.
We can play Feel the Fire.
Feel the Fire.
You brought it up. Hey, you brought it up.
All right.
Let's play it.
It's
the single.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it.
I'm yearning for your love, yeah. I need you here with me. My body's burning like an oven.
What's funny? I don't know if anybody else can tell this or not, but every time we play a track, the two of you start giggling. which is kind of and we're like, why is that?
We're sorry, we're cracking like side jokes and
yeah. Are you like thinking back to like when you were, you know?
Yeah. Actually, he did just say something that referred.
Yeah, it
to
was just
song.
Interesting. This song, she literally paused for like 2 seconds and then said, "I got it," and then jumped in the booth and did her verse. Well, I was like, really?
I was very excited to be able to have to be able to express my sexuality.
I've been waiting on you to call me back all day. Nothing but your love can affect me this way.
I'm kind of love song singer that that gets right to the point.
But what I think that's so ill about that is because people think you gotta be just crazy over the top with your sexy, and you don't have to be. You
no,
don't,
there's a classy way to even
you do it
sexy stuff.
Very well.
You so you know, well.
I was just
grown woman way.
Impressed. That's all.
Thanks, music. I try.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad for both of you. What do you want to go out on? Since it's about you, I want to make sure you feel heard.
Oh,
let's go out on Promise then.
Yeah. That's good.
Might as well go out together.
Let's go out to me.
Music Soul Child and Selena Johnson's new album is called 9. They were kind enough to join us from member station WABE in Atlanta. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
No,
thank
you.
Thank you for having us.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.